If soap dries itself out over time, imagine what it can do to your skin. But Dove isn't a soap. It contains pure one-quarter moisturising cream with its mildest cleansers, so your skin can hold on to more moisture. Famous Names liqueur chocolates come in a box. They have no sugary layer, which makes them deliciously smooth. For Christmas, I asked my husband Nigel to buy me some Famous Names liqueur chocolates. Don't forget the clocks go back on the 28th of October. We'll all be going round our homes, changing them by an hour. All except for 226 people. They won't be doing it this year. It's not because they can't be bothered. It's because time has stopped for them.
From the ashes, a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadow shall spring. Renew shall be the blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king.
Now, the time has come to select one courageous man and woman for the honour of representing District 12 in the 74th Annual Hunger Games. As usual, ladies first.
Ever wondered about the people who live on your street? The stories behind the net curtains? My Street, a cutting-edge film tonight at 9 on Channel 4. The poor woman was past replying. She kept shaking her head and working her mouth, and Mary knew that both she and her aunt were wondering what would happen when they came to the barred room in the passage below. "The landlord's lady appears to be momentarily deaf and dumb," said the squire dryly. "What about you, young woman? Have you anything to say?" Welcome back to My Daughter the Teenage Nudist. Up and down Britain, more young people are embracing public nudity than ever before, much to their mums and dads' dismay. We follow this Facebook generation over a summer, getting online and getting involved in mass naked public events.
Il est parfois des endroits d'une beauté surprenante et propre à la rêverie, grâce à leur association avec des artistes de renom. Celui-ci en est un. Giverny était la maison et le lieu de travail de Claude Monet. Pendant la deuxième moitié de sa vie, de 1883 jusqu'à sa mort en 1896.